4341790. That's the number you call. 2664862 is the WhatsApp number. You can send a message there, or you can send an email to brasstacks@starcomnetwork.net. John Stout is taking care of all things technical. I'm Dennis Johnson, your host. We go until 2 this afternoon. There's a ship with gallons and gallons and gallons of oil listing somewhere in the Gulf of Paria, somewhere between Trinidad and Venezuela, and, you know, pictures floating all over the place and governments pointing fingers and some people just ignoring. When millions of gallons of oil get spilled into the oceans surrounding our nations, perhaps then someone will say, oh shoot, we should have done something, ain't it? You know, someone sent a message to me via WhatsApp saying they notice I'm still dancing around the issue of same-sex relationships, was my opinion. I said, I have none. And they came back and, you know, basically said that I should keep, you know, if I have an opinion, I should keep it to myself because, and I repeated, I have none. I am fascinated by the fact that people spend so much time discussing that, marching about it, quoting scripture and so on. And there are other issues that are obviously affecting the community, the society, individuals, far more than people's sexual activities, legal or otherwise. The issue with banks, the issues confronting the students with their CXC results that they're not happy with, economies in shambles, violent crime, people gunning down other people, some guilty, some innocent people caught in the crossfire. And we march about same sex. But we call and complain about banks for somebody to fix. I saw a notice in the newspaper recently that the Fair Trading Commission is supposed to be fixing electricity rates. And looking at 20 years or something like that down the line. 20 years from now, you could tell me what the rate of electricity will be when we transfer into various forms of renewable energy. 20 years from now, can you tell me whether we have wind farms, more solar plants, how many of them will be operational, what will be the cost of a solar panel, replacing one? Are we projecting rates for 20 years from now? Okay, I guess. Because whoever wants to invest wants a 20-year guarantee that they could have, you know, depreciation over 20 years. But what about the consumers? Or perhaps I misread. Sometimes I do. Brass Tacks, good afternoon.
Peace be unto you, Mr. Johnson.
To you too, my dear.
How are you?
Today is not one of my better days, but I expected it.
You can hear it.
Yesterday was a difficult day for me too.
That is how life goes, you know.
I have learned that.
In everything we must still give thanks.
It's not only you,
and all of us have there's an old lady, God rest her in her grave, one of my neighbors, she used to say right there, the herd is boy shepherd. So that is how life goes with us. It's not easy, but we have to ask God for the strength. I am not perfect. Because when God speak about God, you know, the sorcerers of there will have something to say, but I know he's my sustainer. I am calling about the currency. You know, the lady, the visually impaired lady was speaking, and the Eastern Caribbean money, now they print their money, and it's a sort of plastic in it.
Mm-hmm.
As I sent the picture to you, I guess you saw it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they do it too. I think we braille that those who visually impaired. So I guess, as the lady say, as we now we become a republic, because Dominica is a republic, they probably would do the same thing like the others.
But we had, as I said, while the lady was talking to me, I reached into my pocket to check the notes, because we did, when we changed the currencies, put the dots at the top.
Yeah, but you said that.
It's the type of material that after a while it's a little difficult.
Yeah.
As I said, my touch may not be as good as your touch.
Mm-hmm.
And on each note, the space between the dots and the way it's laid out is different. So I suppose that should have been able to assist.
Yeah.
But feeling it to someone who's not accustomed to feeling up notes is a little difficult for me. But
okay.
Yeah. We make changes to the notes from time to time to stop counterfeit operations. But sometimes the quality of the notes, especially the new ones, they deteriorate real quickly. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. And then you know some of them have to go through these machines and things. So
And if they're not
counterfeit, you have like before it going through the machine.
Yeah, I know.
That's what I would. People speaking about water. The last time I spoke about the water, the person told me that, you know, we always call it when they are on to speak about it. But Mr. Johnson, I am fed up. You know, I fed up. And I feel sorry for those people, all the water wasting, that wasting, that we have to pay for water that wasting. But me, I pay for water that brown every day. And my clothes, they got to be trained. I wonder if these people will really reimburse me for my thing. Do I ask me to put on the things, because I've tried to, and I cannot.
And they don't work. The filters?
I cannot afford to buy them all.
The filters, yeah.
Right. Don't ask me to put on, because I cannot afford to buy them that often. I have other things to do. I have my bills to pay, and I don't want to be a bad debtor. So when I get my lip pittance, and I don't pay my bills, I cannot afford certain things. Something needs to be done. Oh, the point that they're dropping other places, come and see here what happening here in Bank Hall. And I guess it may be about one or two, maybe on the main that to change it. I fed up, and it hurt my heart. I got to be confusing my neighbors to get water. I'm not supposed to lift nowhere. I don't know. I keep saying that. And I have to go down there to lift water. I can't ask them to do anything for me. They're not farming to me. You know, son, it's a good thing we live a certain way, because some people make me pay for water. And I want something. I need something, though. Something need to be done over here. The rest ain't talking, because they're frightened. But I can talk, because it's me. You know, I got to be trained. Yeah, my clothes, I got to be buying a lot of oxygen, all the chemicals. Sometimes I got to be in it. And it's hard. It's sad. I don't even know if that is contributing to my sickness also.
Well, you see, I was about to tell you that sometimes I laugh at, I don't mean laugh as in it's funny that I laugh. I give that strange chuckle when I try to relieve tension. When people talk about crazy ideas. I remember telling somebody once when they asked me what's going wrong with the world, I see all the water you're drinking from plastic bottles.
and they asked me why
I would say that. I said, because I don't know. I just don't like plastic bottles. I say I'm not talking about all plastic bottles, so don't get me, you know, don't push me to that corner. I said, but there are times that I pick up a bottle that's supposed to be a bottle of water, right? Bottled water. And when I read what's on the bottle, it doesn't say there's water. It says it deionized and this added and that added and the other added and ammonia salts. And I'm going, what? You know, and then when I touch the bottle is cracking up because the plastic's soft. And then they say don't leave it in the car long because it might melt. So I say, no, it's the plastic bottles. And they laugh at me. But anyhow, I laugh at it because I told them I'm not being scientific. I'm being foolish. But my thing is this. Unless we trace some of the reasons why we have what affects us, we'll continue to guess and wonder. The condition I have, for example, I have accepted that I have it. Some of the things that they use to treat it, I often tell people, is worse than the condition because the side effects are horrendous.
Yeah.
Okay? Drives the blood pressure up, eats the marrow out of your bone. I have no fingernails, I have no toenails because of side effects of medication. Right, correct. There are times I can't swallow. There are all sorts of things that go wrong, okay? And the response of the doctors is, here's another type of medication you could take, or here's additional medication you could take. And then there are people who say, well, stop taking all that and go to herbs, and stop doing this and do that. Okay, the problem is, when people say to you, I could cure you if you tell me what sin you commit, for the Lord to spike you down with this. And then I kind of look at them odd. Because Everyone thinks that you want to be healed and cured. And I keep asking them, what makes you think I want to be healed or cured? Maybe I just tolerate what I have. But what I'd like to know is how I can stop someone else from going through what I'm going through, from going through what I'm going through. Mm-hmm. So if you tell me it's not contagious, then fine. If you tell me it's not hereditary, then fine. I shouldn't expect my children to get it. I shouldn't expect someone who sits next to me to get it. Good. So if I'm the guinea pig that's going to be used for you to determine how people get this, then fine. I will settle for being the guinea pig. What happens a lot is that there are reasons why certain people are affected by certain things. For example, we found out over the years, lead in pipes gave people certain illnesses. So they took lead out of pipes. But what else is there lead in? Well, there was lead in lead pencils at one point. Coke had things that made people addictive to Coke. I mean, as in Coca-Cola and not as in cocaine. Mm-hmm. So if there are brown particles in your water that's damaging your clothes, that's clogging up filters, is it not possible that when those particles get into your body, unless you have antibodies to fight it out, it may cause something to happen to you? Whether it causes you to be husky-voiced, like me, or, you know, whether it causes you to keep clearing your throat, or whether it, there has to be a reason. Unfortunately, sometimes we don't test enough. The prognosis is, I guess, until it's confirmed. And in the meantime, you don't know what to do.
True.
Because if you don't like drinking bottled water, I don't know what you're going to drink. If you can't drink the one from the tap and you don't want the one from the bottle, what are you going to do? So, ma'am, I understand the challenge, but sometimes it just takes too long
Mrs. Johnson,
say this is how to fix it. Yes,
hello?
Ma'am. Yes, ma'am, I listen.
Not cross to you. Last night I heard on the BBC now that they're checking now for the baby bottles. They're saying that the plastic, when you sterilize the baby bottles, that
it melts in the plastic.
So
there you go.
There's a problem now
there
with plastic
go.
Baby bottles. They're stopping the glass. I know there's a problem now with baby bottles. That's why I love to listen to the BBC News.
Ma'am, but again, right? And again, there are people who will tell you that they're suspicious of all these things because. Mm-hmm. And that's because over the years, you have had so many, you've been told so many different things that, you know, you throw your hands up in the air and ask, so what?
Hallelujah, anyhow.
True. You have life and you continue.
Thanks for hearing me.
You too, darling. Take care. Brastax, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir.
Yes, sir.
Greetings to you and to all our listeners. I just want to make a travesty on one of your callers, many quote a scripture there talking about living in the last days where men will be lovers of themselves, denoting homosexuality. And then I also want to touch on the part what people are saying, scripture that bear quote. But nobody are bringing solutions. The scripture the gentleman most likely will have been quoting will have been found at 2 Timothy chapter 3, which is verse 1 to 5. Now it says there, but know this, that in the last days, critical times hard to deal with will be here. For men will be lovers of themselves. Now who are there? This scripture, if you look at it and in its context, it is not talking about sexual immorality. It's actually quoting antisocial behavior. Because it goes on to say, after that, for men will be lovers of themselves, then it goes on to say lovers of money, boastful, haughty, blasphemous, disobedient to parents, having no natural affection, without self-control and fear, etc. It doesn't speak anything here about adultery. It doesn't speak anything here about fornication. It doesn't speak here anything about lesbianism. The term men is used here, denoting humanity. As you read in the Genesis account, the Bible states clearly, God said, let us make man in our image, in our likeness. Male and female, he created them. Actually, male and female denotes humanity. At the end of W-O is M-A-N. Also, this scripture does not point to just only men. Because women sometimes practice this anti-social behavior. Now, sometimes people have told me, well, preacher, this is going on everything. I say, yes. But what is actually happening here now, it is actually getting worse. Because the Apostle Paul therefore know this. That means it is going to happen. Now, the point of what callers are saying that, or the quoting scriptures and verse or anything, but in finding no solutions, the actual solution to our problems is God's kingdom. Because we ourselves cannot solve these problems. That is why the Bible states clearly, I am creating a new heavens and a new earth. The new heavens here represent authority and rulership, and the new earth represent a new society doing things the way Jehovah wants them to do it. The old heavens and the old earth, which is human governments, will not change, so they have to be replaced because they cannot solve our problems regardless of how much government you change from B to D to NDP. The same social behaviors and challenges we have will not go away. So this scripture is actually pointing to us where we are at the time we are at, and showing us that yes, this is not going to get any better. But just as the gentleman did say, though, this is when Jehovah will make an appearance through his son, Christ Jesus. And then you will see a different thing which will show you human beings something is happening. Because you'll be worried, this don't happen. This is unprecedented. I won't get into detail with that, because that's another thing. So I just want to share that with people. The man or the men here does not denote just a gender-based pronouncement. The men here refer to humanity of women, also carry out these same anti-social behavior. Thank you very much, Mr. Johnson.
Okay, sir. Someone asks, where will someone be able to find out how the BOSS BERT program is performing against the budget or targets? Is that information available for the public view? And is the Adopt a Family program still functioning? Asking for someone who's really in need of some help, struggling to find jobs. Thanks. Brass Tacks, good afternoon.
Oh, sir.
Yes, sir.
Mohammed Nasser, how are you?
I'm good, and you?
I'm good. I hope you don't let me go along through the news, because it's time for you to know, I think.
Looking at the time, I see it's 12:28, so more than likely we are going to the news break right now. So, let's put a pause on that. I see Mr. Babb is walking in.
While we're looking on you, sir, I wanted to give my clear definition of curriculum vitae, CV.
A definition of it. All right, I'll go hunt it. All right, sir, I will do that. Brass Tacks, the Tuesday edition, 434-1790, the number you call, 266-4862, or WhatsApp number. You can also reach us at brasstacks@starcomnetwork.net. Dennis Johnson with you till 2. John Stout, taking care of things technical. Good afternoon. Hello? Yes, sir. I am. Hello. Hello. Yes, sir. Okay, he seems to have wandered off. Good afternoon.
Yeah, Mr. Johnson.
Sir.
Sir.
Mm-hmm. You had asked me about CVs.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, okay, sir.
Yeah. I know you can do this. You're the better anybody said you were. I wanted to explain this thing called CV, curriculum vitae, in Barbados for me. I'll tell you why I said this. I heard on Sunday Corey reading out CV for a lady, and I thought he was not going to stop. When he finished, the way she answered the question will be fine. They make the difference. You don't need a CV to say that we invest a lot of money and we know what we're doing. I want to find out, Mr. Johnson, from you, what is a CV? If a man can write a resource, good. And he has a CV, he went to train as a trainer to be a jockey, he do the grooming work, he come through, he's the best, like the husband's, he's the best jockey in the Caribbean, not in the world. That is a CVNA.
Sir, it comes from Latin, meaning barely it will make a course of your life, actually. So it's whatever you've done to reach where you are. People use it to measure whether or not you could contribute something worthwhile to what they're doing. Others use it to basically say how good they are.
But that's a mistake. That's the reason I want to discuss to have with you. No matter how big your CV is, you're really 99.9% ignorant to everything in the world, because there's no human being that has 1% intelligence. It's impossible to have it. So what I want to find out, when maybe beating our chest, I got to take every start of my CV to start writing, just take it a little bit in this country. But what I'm saying is, it's not relevant to what's going on. If you have a problem with the bank, and the banks are not functioning as far as I am concerned, and the vast majority of about this is concerned, and if what we would have considered as a fair way when it comes to people, especially poor people and young businessmen, who are being constantly frustrated and angry, don't know what to do when Friday comes, because they did get the check, but they cannot get it cash because they don't have an account at the bank. What is your CV to do with that?
Brother Nasser. I know that you know that it matters, because people are impressed more by what you say when they feel you have the CV to back it up. So in other words, if you were to pronounce on the Bible, or I were to pronounce on the Bible, I can guarantee you my annual salary before tax, although it ain't much, I can guarantee you that somebody somewhere will rise up and say, what he know about the Bible, where he get credentials from, where he study the Bible, where he get doctorate in theology from, because that's what they ask. If I decide to talk about the weather, somebody can say, he know everything. I wonder if he know about chemical engineering, if you know about biophysical, metaphysical, whatever, as was said at a political meeting. What is his background for saying so? So the reason for saying it, giving somebody's CV, is to give people the, I don't know, the ability to have confidence in what they say. Now, that don't mean that you can stop them from saying foolishness. It don't mean that it will not stop you or me or the fellow waiting to change the check from saying, as I said on Sunday, but what you say ain't making no sense, right? But the problem is, if the person is somebody that they don't know who they are, people will ask, who is the person talking and what authority they have to say so? So that's why people just tell you what their CV is.
Mr. Johnson, I understand what I'm trying to explain to the country and to the world, and I suppose I'm not super genius and everything.
Mm-hmm.
It do not tell you that you are not ignorant to the vast majority of things in the world.
So I agree with that too. I agree. I know that too.
So what I'm saying, don't get me wrong, everyone has a job doing whatever work, career. Obviously, I got my CV. But
correct.
My CV is going to do my whatever work to get the job.
Correct.
But I don't mean that I'm intelligent all the other industries in the world. So what I'm trying to say, Mr. Johnson, mm-hmm. and to stop young people from panicking, having a CV as an attorney at law, as a doctor, fantastic. But having a CV as a top carpenter, top mason, a top metal man like myself and so on, is also very important. So what we are finding in Barbados, there's one somebody could say, talk about this CV, they went to the university and they do all this, which is great. But the point is that do not say that you're more intelligent than other people in their field. That's the point I'm trying to make, Mr. Johnson. It's not to criticize anybody. It is to stop young people from believing that if you've got a big CV in medicine or a big CV in whatever it is, in law or in engineering or something, that you don't got the that you don't have a CV that is great and is in need. But it's just that you don't talk about yours. That's the point I'm trying to make, Mr. Johnson.
I get it, but the challenge for a lot of young people is this.
Yeah.
The challenge for a lot of young people is this. When they read a vacancy notice in the newspaper or online, they are asked to outline various things. And they're given a guideline as to what the people are looking for. A master's in this, 5 years experience in that, and so on and so on and so on. So sometimes they actually, and there are people who coach them to do this, write their CV to match what the person wrote as their requirements in the newspaper. The catch is, when they present it, and the person then says, well, you're overqualified for the position, or you're not suitable for this position because, in addition to all of this, we want someone fluent in 6 languages. And then the person who's fluent in 6 languages get told, but you don't have 5 years' experience in this business because you just graduated. So they are frustrated that they have followed what the requirements are. They got all the things on their CV, but they're still getting nowhere. And I think that is where the frustration starts.
Mr. John, I agree with you with that. But the point I'm trying to make, and I agree 100% on what you said. Mm-hmm. The point I'm trying to make, I am proud of everybody who got a CV, if there's a lawyer, a doctor, yes, maybe. I'm just trying to get in the head of average people. That if I'm looking for a welder and a fellow turn up here with 9 degrees in medicine, he ain't who I want. So therefore, his CV has no relevance to the, for the post that he wants, that I want him to fill. However, if he carries a CV as a welder, he could be welding an airplane, he could be welding a ship, because them is serious projects to things to weld.
To work on.
The point is that his CV fit what I want. So I'm trying to get young people to understand. Don't this word CV all the time it coming up. I thought it's Sunday that I really started analyzing the things because I realized it can be affecting the development for young people in Barbados who do not go to university. And it should not be so because they have they can't, they're doctors, they're not lawyers, but that's their thing. But doctors and lawyers, some of them can't, don't even know how to make a final, right? Because you know a final, you don't cut a piece of wrong, just a piece of wrong metal. But the point I'm saying, Mr. Johnson, not that I am saying that those, that I'm not proud of the people in medicine and law and chemistry and things, I'm proud of them. But I just try to get to the other people not to believe that because more CV, that this CV in engineering or something, that they're bred to somebody who got a CV in riding a horse, or somebody who got a CV in training dogs, or somebody who got a CV in growing in the farm. And all is relevant and important. That's the point, so that we don't get our young people, and they realize this, thinking that they are failures because they don't have a CV. They don't have a CV in law. They ain't got the ability to be a lawyer, so they can't have it. They ain't got a CV in medicine because they ain't got the ability to be a doctor, so they can't have it. They don't have the CV in engineering because they ain't got the ability to be but then it comes to doing the road and paving and fixing the road and doing the curbs and various things, you guarantee they got a CV in it. I see the matter of that.
Sir, and what they should do is write it. So that's why I told you, it's a guide of what you have done in your life. So if what you've done in your life, you can say, look, I have 5 years experience welding. I have 10 years experience bodywork, spray painting, designing of whatever it is. That's your CV. That's what you've done with your life. The important thing is to have someone who, if you're not able to do it yourself, if you're not able to write what you have done it to the best of your ability or the way you write it does not impress somebody, get somebody who knows how to make it impressive to brush it up for you. Don't think, and that's the point I keep trying to get across, don't think that a CV means a qualification from a university or a school of particular reference to whatever is the field you're in. So if what you are is a good groom and you work with 10 people, let those 10 people say, this man is the best groom I ever had because he's done so. He's worked with feeding. He knows how to deal with medicines when the horses need medicine. He knows how to spot a horse that's been doped. He knows how to do this, he knows how to do that, because for the last 25 years, he has been the top man in my stable. That's a CV. And it's certified by the man who employed you for those, or the people who employed you for 25 years and watched you grow. Don't make it believe that it's only from a recognized university or school of, you know, whatever it is. That's all I was saying alongside what you were saying, so I take your point. Thanks for the contribution.